Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That is right. Fan 5 Alarm Marathon from Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, brought to you by Charles Leach Insurance, Don's Appliances, Aircraft Management Group, and Guardian Protection. This Power Hour brought to you by Centimark. It's a Power Hour, gentlemen. Joe Starkey, Adam Crowley, Doran Dickerson, kind enough to join us. Dan Zangrilli's out hobnobbing. He's rubbing elbows. He's kissing babies.
He's very good
hands.
At that.
He sure is. Doran much better at radio, so we'll settle for him. How about that, Dan? Bang! Shots fired. And Starkey said, what do you want to talk about? And Doran goes, what do you want to talk about? I don't know. We're just going to have fun. We could talk about Dan Muse. But then you, Doran, you saw the pit, what was that, the Instagram account, where you can, like Pat Bostic, rank your top 25 pit players over the last 25 years. So I want to get into that in a little bit. I want to remind people, we have a limited number of Fan 5 Alarm t-shirts on site today. You come out and you see us. You get yourself a Fan 5 Alarm t-shirt. Shirts are courtesy of Keystone Custom Apparel. They're just $20. All proceeds go to the Fan 5 Alarm event. And if you don't know what we're doing, well, we're raising money for local volunteer firefighters. We're going to talk to one of those guys who had done it for ever. At 9:30 today, we'll talk to one of our great sponsors, Guardian Protection, later on during the show. Okay, so Pat Bostic ranked his top 25 pit players in the last 20 years. I'll give you the top five. It seems like a pretty good place to start as a jumping off point. He went from 5 to 1, Shady McCoy, Darrell Revis, Kenny Pickett, Aaron Donald, Larry Fitzgerald. That's a who's who of good.
Hard to argue that.
It's very hard to argue that.
Who's right? Number one? Let's give our ones.
Oh, man. Number one for me has to be Larry Fitzgerald. And there was a texter or a tweeter that tweeted whenever Pat did this, and they made a good point. Like, Larry made it cool to go to Pitt again. Like, Larry was the guy, like, in the, you know, the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Like, if you're watching, and Pitt was on the national stage a lot because of Larry. If you weren't from Pittsburgh, like, there was no reason to go to Pitt, but Larry made Pitt cool for guys outside of Pittsburgh or outside of Western Pennsylvania to want to go to Pitt.
Yeah.
And I have to give it to Larry because of that. And obviously he was so dominant.
I'll tell you what else happened is that stadium got packed.
Yep.
Consecutive games, it was packed for Virginia Tech and Miami in his Heisman run year. That never happens.
No.
That was
incredible. Yeah, good thing they broke up the conference, not to stray off on a different topic.
Seriously.
I have one. Most underrated Pitt player. And guess who it is, Doran? Deion Lewis.
Absolutely.
1,799 absolutely. Yards 1 year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he became a really good pro.
Absolutely. I mean, just from the day he stepped foot on campus, he finished high school early, and then he entered in spring ball with us, and he's still supposed to be in high school. And literally the first day, you knew that he was going to be a guy his freshman year.
Oh, man, I love
mean,
that
tough,
guy.
Just tough as nails. But I guess my underrated Pitt player is probably H.B. Blades.
He was great, too.
No, he gets forgotten about a little bit, but, I mean, he was a two-time All-American. I mean, led the Big East in tackles like 3 years in a row. I mean, he's nothing but 5'9". He was about 240 pounds, but 5'9", and was nasty. Knew how to play linebacker. was just so – it was so awesome to be able to watch him in practice every day. Just a natural football player. And obviously Benny Blades and the Blades family, like he has it in his blood. But he would probably be my underrated Pitt player.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't HB who you were talking about the other day? I forget who we were talking with, and we were talking about the hardest hitters you'd ever seen.
Clint Session, the guy next to him. Those were our linebackers, HB Blades, Clint Session.
Clint Session was a good pro, too.
Yes, he was. Eight, 9 years in the pros for Indianapolis and Jacksonville. About 5'10", 230 pounds, but just it was like running into that brick wall every day.
Love that guy.
Deion Lewis is a good underrated pick.
Thank you.
Like the I was just watching back old backyard brawls because I'm a loser like that, and I think it was the 2009 game, and he didn't play because he was hurt. He got hurt on a Wednesday against UConn. Thanks again, TV. Appreciate that. We'll just keep throwing jabs at them. And he led the country in rushing with 900-plus yards in 7 games. Just an incredible player. You were about to say something maybe nice about West Virginia, though?
I was. To me, clearly number one on the West Virginia list. Unless I'm missing someone, is Pat White.
Yes. Has to be.
Yes.
Has to be.
Major Harris, maybe a close.
He was before the 25
years.
Oh,
he would be before.
We're talking all
time. Gotcha.
That's an all-time debate in West Virginia circles, though, is Major and Pat. And I can't accurately comment because I didn't see Major play.
Me neither. Did you see Major play?
I saw Major play.
How was he? Was he before his time?
Yes. He would have been a pro. For sure he would have been a pro. Because he had, if I recall correctly, he had a bigger build than Pat White. Pat White was phenomenal, though.
Yes.
I used to love covering that team.
Yep.
We were talking about 13-9 in the first hour of the marathon here and how, and you've told me this, Thorne, you're always kind of waiting in that game for one of those guys to break one.
Yep.
And it just never happened. And I'm going to watch that for the second time today. You can come on by if you're a Pitt fan, say hello. Donate. Every little bit helps. So if you want to donate $13.09, you want to poke fun at me?
I like that.
Go for it. Go for it. And you can donate by texting FIRE to 412-207-3456. That's FIRE to 412-207-3456. You can also come out here and see us at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. You can stuff the boot, as a nice young man just did. He's missing. I can't see him.
His dad is a Phillies fan, unfortunately.
I think Bechtold's hiding behind that 9-year-old there.
Yeah, exactly. He's hiding behind a fire pole. Nobody can see him, Bechtold. Sorry, Austin.
You talk about that top five that Bostic put out there. Pat said that he gets some flack for having Pickett number three, and it's not because they think Pickett should have been one. It's that they don't think he should be top five because it was one great year. And, hey, listen, I'm not a Pitt fan. I vehemently disagree. That guy absolutely has to be in the top five. He was number three in Heisman voting.
Yes.
He won an ACC championship. He stayed for 5 years. How could anybody quibble with Pickett being in the top five?
Because people quibble, I bet, because of his Steeler tenure.
Yeah.
Good point.
You agree, Doran?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, also, I can make a case for James Conner and the things that...
Oh, my God.
The things that he endured.
Wait a second.
Right?
Hold on a second.
Think about who meant the most during their tenure. That's kind of how I based it on. I told you that a couple weeks ago. It's more about the tenure, the 4 years, the 3 years that you did, and putting that together of why I would put you in the top five.
Wait a second here.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is going to not go well with some people. Darrell Revis was a great, great player. James Conner was better at Pitt than Darrell Revis.
Correct.
Wow. Correct. He's in my top five. He won ACC Player of the Year in a year where Jameis Winston was in the league. James Conner.
Well, you're looking plus at me everything. Like I'm arguing with you. I'm just hearing you out.
No, I know. Plus everything he overcame. He had the miracle comeback after cancer. He's a top five Pitt player.
And a hell of an NFL player. So you talk about underrated NFL player?
He came into Pitt as a defensive end, too. That's what people are forgetting.
Remember he played defensive end in the bowl game for a minute?
So I always think about this. If Russell Shell never transfers, is there a James Conner running back? Or would he just stay at defensive end?
Because wow.
I believe that he moved to running back after Russell Shell transferred.
Did you know Russell Shell?
Yeah.
What'd you think of him?
A very talented player. Just, a kid that needed, obviously, some, and we all needed it, some guidance at some point. But very, very talented. I mean, in high school, he touched the ball. And he'd have 400 yards on you in a half and before you could even blink. One of the best high school players I've ever seen in person.
Who is the best high school player you've ever
seen? Tyler Palko. Yeah. I mean, growing up, I mean, I was at every game. I mean, traveled, going to Hershey, going to Three River Stadium. I mean, watching him play against Bill Vernon in 2000. I mean, I'm 13 years old and just being in awe of not just him on offense but on defense. Him on defense, I mean, he could have played 10 years in the league at safety if he'd have made that decision.
Wow.
He was that good.
I'm not saying this just to pump your tires, but are you being modest? Are you talking about other than yourself? Because you're on – anytime anybody brings up a list, you're on the list.
Yeah,
on the short list.
I obviously didn't watch myself, so you would have to ask people
That's a pretty good point, Joe.
But there are a lot of guys that, you know, set that standard way before I came, and that's why I love football. That's why I respect the sport. That's why I respect sports, is because of the guys that came before you and made you want to be like that. There's so many guys that I wanted to be like, you know, Tyler, Darrell Revis, LeVar Arrington. There's so many guys on the list in Western Pennsylvania. I mean, think about all the quarterbacks that are on that list. Dan Marino, Unitas, I mean, Namath. I wanted to be like those guys.
Yeah.
So I am very far down the list whenever it comes to that, because there's so many guys way before me that I wanted to be like, tried to catch, and they're still on top of that list.
I never saw you play in high school, but I guess I'd have to go with the guy, of the people I saw, it was LeVar. Because it was like, you ever see Andy Reid in that old punt, pass, and kick contest where he's a grown man and it's toddlers? It was ridiculous. Yeah. They would pitch out to LeVar, and children were trying to tackle him. And he would just dominate.
People say just one of the best high school athletes ever.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of where you're from, just nationwide,
right.
LeVar Arrington, a stud. I didn't see him play.
Did you play basketball, Doran?
Yeah.
Were you good?
I was a football player playing basketball. If that makes sense, I'll foul out, and, you know, throw some elbows, and I dunk on people.
People must have hated playing against you.
I mean, I was just very athletic playing basketball. It was like, I couldn't, like, I wasn't a good shooter or anything, but
you get
in
game dunks.
Oh yeah, yeah. I would jam on people all the time.
He dunked. What was it, last year?
Where at?
It was whenever you were banged up from having to race Kale.
Oh yeah.
I forget what the context was, but you're like, I'm dunking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can text us.
There's a basketball hoop back there. We can pull it out.
I think we're going to play.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because this guy is the
all-time. West Virginia against Pitt.
Yeah.
Do you have a teammate? Is anybody around here from West Virginia?
I'm not on the team. I am not playing basketball against you guys. Zero shot.
I'm not playing horse against Joe. I know that.
No,
he already beat Julius Page.
Well, no. He beat me in the end. I beat him in one game.
It was close.
It was close.
You're going to beat me.
Zangrilli. He called West Virginia games. You and him.
All right. Yeah.
Against Pitt guys.
Yeah, that seems like a fair fight. Remember, you can donate today, courtesy of Don's Appliance. You can text FIRE to 412-207-3456. That's FIRE to 412-207-3456. This awesome event could not take place without our wonderful sponsors. We'll talk to a wonderful sponsor when we come back. And the reason we're doing this, there's approximately 37,000 volunteer firefighters in Pennsylvania. That sounds like a big number. That's down from 300,000 a decade ago. A decade. I'm saying it to you like I didn't just find out this information. That should move you. to text to donate, 412-207-3456. Unfortunately, calls for firefighters have not decreased. That's why we're asking you to make a donation to help these men and women who sacrifice their time and their lives to protect us. Much more from the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department coming up next right here on 93.7 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.